His stuff is absolutely electric. River Ryan.
He has shown just electric stuff, and that's because of the intense and extreme athleticism that he has.
River Ryan, hands down, no doubt about it, not my opinion. I have asked several different people in the organization. Hands down, the best athlete of any pitcher in the Dodgers organization. We see a lot of times position players have to pitch, but yeah, if one of the pitchers on staff had to play shortstop, who would it be?
Oh, River Ryan.
Oh, River. No doubt. Okay.
Oh, he's again, like, he might be a better athlete than Aaron. That might have been a better question, but he's a freak. He really is. Like, I would put him out at shortstop, I think, any day of the week. And I know a lot of guys would definitely agree with me on that, but he could do it. He could definitely do it.
River Ryan is that kind of athlete. He has that kind of swag to him, and he has a lot of electricity. Dodgers fans are going to love this guy. They love their stars, and River Ryan has a rock star type personality.
He has really good, really amazing stuff, and in the past, he's shown a lot of good swing and miss stuff.
Well, I believe the stuff's there. I just got to, you know, get better at controlling counts, getting ahead in counts. That's been kind of my biggest setback right now, and that's been a main focus of, you know, going through my bullpens into my starts is getting ahead in counts. And when that happens, it's a lot easier to pitch in 1-2 versus 2-1 counts.
River Ryan is an electric pitcher. Spent just about all of his season last year in Double-A Tulsa. Did get a few starts in Triple-A Oklahoma City, just a really small sample size towards the end of last season. But really looking at him in Double-A as well, he's one of those guys where, man, I think even the stuff that he has, I think he can even elevate the strikeout total that what he had at Double-A. In the past, it's been 12, 14. Even at Triple-A last year, it was 15 strikeouts per nine. And I think last year with his strikeout total of per nine of nine in Double-A Tulsa, I think that can be, even be elevated. And that is might be a little bit deceptive to how good of the stuff that River Ryan has.
Yeah, his strikeouts per nine went down a little bit at the Double-A level from 9.06. In 2022, it was 12.83. At the Low-A level, at the Single-A level, it was 14.14. And then at the Double-A level, last year it was 9.06, that's strikeouts per nine. But, Austin, if you look at what happened to his home runs per nine, they went all the way below one. His stuff is already major league ready, but it's just refining and honing in all of those types of things that will actually translate to major league success. And so if I were to say, hey, what's the one thing to reach his potential as a major leaguer, that would be it. Get the walks per nine under three, keep the strikeouts per nine right around 10, and the home runs per nine right around that 0.74 per game. So yes, River Ryan, this is another young man that has hit 99 miles an hour. He has, you know, the high riding fastball, the slider, the changeup, and the curveball. And by the way, he is an elite athlete.
It was fun, you know, hitting is great, but unfortunately, the pitching side, when I got traded to the Dodgers, they were just like, no, we're just going to have you pitch. We're not going to hit anymore. But
yep. Okay, so the business side of things, you got to introduce that pretty fast. Talk about the trade, what that was like for you. I know that's always an interesting deal.
Yeah, absolutely. My brother got traded. I called him when I got traded because he had been traded a couple times already. So I just wanted to see, you know, what happened on his day, what his train of thought was, you know. What did he do? So that helped me when I talked to him on what to do during that.
His brother, Ryder Ryan, is already in AAA baseball.
Oh man, I've looked up to my brother my whole life, man. He's been playing pro ball for a while now, and being able to play with my dad and brother in high school was, you know, something I'll never forget. It was a dream come true being able to do that. Not many people get to live out that dream, and I was able to, so.
This young man, he sees the minor leagues as just a path to the major leagues.
You can learn a lot watching these guys play, man. It's, you know, a lot of us have those, you know, high riding fastballs and a lot of similar off speed stuff, and you can just watch and learn how to beat hitters, you know, well before your start date.
Even though he's getting up there in age a little bit, there isn't a ton of mileage on his arm. Right now, he is not eligible for the Rule 5 draft, so he's not on the Dodgers 40-man roster, so he's not on the immediate list to be called up.
Try to learn as much as I can this year and, you know, keep doing what I'm doing and hopefully make it to the big leagues by the end of the year. That'd be That'd be amazing.
Even though he is not on the 40 man, I think Dodgers fans should watch out for him. You talk throughout this system, you talk about guys that the organization believes in. You talk about guys that a lot of the coaches in the system believe in a ton. They are going to point to River Ryan.
Two well above average breaking balls. The curveball is a devastating pitch. It created over 40% miss, Pat, this past year. The slider was something that he developed in 21 and then continued to refine this past year, and that was a large portion of, you know, where he would spend his bandwidth throughout the year in terms of, you know, decreasing variability with the movement that when it comes out of his hand. And as soon as he put together that, I mean, he was throwing his slider just as much as he was throwing his fastball at times. I mean, it's 35% plus to both left and right, and it's 88 to 90. It's been up to 94. You got a little behind that one, but at 88 to 90 with bullet shape, throws it in zone a ton, creates a ton of chase, gets a lot of swings, off barrel contact, creates the miss he needs to. And then not to mention, oh, he has another changeup that moves in the completely opposite direction. And on top of that, his fastball is up to 101 this year. So, you know, you put all that together, it's as a hitter, it makes it really hard.
So you have to keep an eye out for him, whether that is in a starter type role, which he has come up with, or if they kind of like Nick Frasso have to find some sort of way to put him into the major league level just because of the talent that he has. They'll find a way to put him in. I think he just has that much talent to do so.